We are reading from
Zohar. We are reading in the book Zohar for All, in the introduction of the book of Zohar, in the article The Vision of Rabbi Chiya. You can send questions to Kav.tv, and pertinent questions to the lesson will be aired during the lesson. We're on page 7, article The Vision of Rabbi Chiya, item 57.
And as usual, the Zohar is a means. This is the upper radiance. It comes to us from Gar of Atzilut, or from the end of correction, which all those who wrote the Zohar have attained, Rabbi Shimon and his students. The light that can correct everything, that can fix everything, only if it will have room to do that. So this is what we have to bring, room, place. We need to raise our deficiencies and say, correct it. But together, meaning connect us. Why? In order for you to be revealed. Why? We want to feel that by this we're bringing him contentment. Do that. We want you to. We have to feel it. We have to materialize it. It's like wanting to bring contentment to someone close, someone important to you. So let us think this way, that all of us together, we want to bring contentment to the Creator, to please Him. And then, His desire to be revealed, let him be revealed. But first, we have to bring him contentment. That should be our intention. And the means is to make place for him where he can reveal himself in the connection between us. Therefore, we're asking for a connection, for unity, on top of everything else that perhaps we're all full of doubts, problems, disturbances, doesn't matter. We rise in the direction of bringing him contentment by connecting between us. Go ahead.
57. In the meantime, he heard a voice saying, make way, for the Messiah King is coming to the seminary of Rabbi Shimon. This is so because all the righteous there are heads of seminaries, and those seminaries are known there. And all those friends in each seminary rise from the seminary here to the seminary in the firmament, and the Messiah comes to all those seminaries and seals Torah from the mouths of the sages. At that time, the Messiah comes to Rabbi Shimon's seminary, crowned with high crowns from the head of the seminaries. Since through this great revelation in the oath of Matat, the revelation of the end, all those righteous rose very high, meaning they were at the seminary of Rabbi Shimon. It is all the more so with those two classes of righteous who caused the arrival of Matat and his oath, by which they obtained wondrous merits and were all crowned and arrived at the degrees of the heads of the seminaries. This is so because in all seminaries there are members of the seminary and there are heads of the seminary over them. The difference between them is as vak from gar of the degree. When Matat disclosed the meaning of the end, a voice came out and said, make way, for Messiah King is coming. This is so because the end is connected to the Messiah King. Also, he explains why all righteous in Rabbi Shimon's seminary were rewarded with it, since all the righteous there are heads of seminaries. Since to welcome the Messiah, one needs equivalence of form with him. And since the Messiah King is right, is the light of Yechidah, and all the friends not been rewarded with the attainment of being heads of seminaries, they would not have been rewarded with welcoming the Messiah. All those friends in each seminary rise from the seminary here to the seminary in the firmament. He tells us not to think that the heads of seminaries is gar of inferior degrees. He says about that, the seminaries here were in high degrees, very sublime, until all the friends in those seminaries were rewarded with rising from there to the seminary in the firmament. And now all those members have been rewarded with being heads of seminaries. Moreover, the Messiah too comes to all those seminaries and seals Torah from the mouths of the sages. That is, the merit of the members of those seminaries has so risen that the Messiah came to all those seminaries to be crowned with the innovations of Torah, of the members of the seminary. And now, all those members of the seminaries were rewarded with being at the degree of head of seminaries, of those seminaries. This is the meaning of his conclusion that at that time the Messiah came to Rabbi Shimon's seminar, crowned with the high crowns of the head of seminaries. Now, however, after all those members of the seminaries have been rewarded with the degree of heads of seminaries, the Messiah was crowned with the Torah of the heads of seminaries. It follows that he is crowned with the highest crowns from the heads of the seminaries. 58. At that time, all the friends rose, and Rabbi Shimon rose, and his light ascended to the top of the firmament. The Messiah told him, "Rabbi, happy are you that your Torah is rising by 370 lights, and each light spreads into 613 flavors, rising and dipping in the rivers of the pure persimmon. And the Creator seals the Torah from your seminary, and from the seminary of Chizkiah, king of Judea, and out of the seminary of Achiah the Shilonite." When the Messiah king appeared to them and came to the seminary of Rabbi Shimon, all the friends rose, and Rabbi Shimon rose in that same degree until his light ascended to the top of the firmament. This implies that Rabbi Shimon attained that light of the 10 firmaments that are missing due to the blocked gate of Malchut de Malchut. And his light was rising up to the top of the firmament, which is light of Yechidah.
That is the answer to the question of Rabbi Chiya, whether Rabbi Shimon had reached a state where the dust does not cover him.
The Messiah told him, "Your Torah is rising by 370 lights, and each light spreads into 613 flavors, rising and dipping in the rivers of the pure persimmon." In other words, his Torah was rising to Atik Yomin, in whom each Sfirah rises up to 100,000, and the four Sfirot Chubtum are 400,000 in him. Since units are in Nukva, tens in Zeranpin, hundreds in Ima, thousands in Abba, tens of thousands in Arichanpin, and hundreds of thousands in Atik. However, accordingly, he should have said that your Torah rises by 400 lights, and each light rises to 1,000 flavors, meaning 400,000.
Meaning it's the same calculation, only different.
However, he was hinting him that with respect to the lights, which are from Ima, He is not using the 400 in full, but only 370, as it is written. He was more honored than the 30, but he did not come to the 3. This is so because even though his light rises to the top of the firmament, he still did not reach the gar of the top 100 of the Yod. Thus he had only 370 lights, lacking the 30 top ones.
Gar de gar, they are still missing.
Similarly, regarding the thousands, which are the lights of Abba, he does not use the actual gar of each thousand, but only the vak of each of them, which are 600. And instead of gar of each 1,000, he uses 13, who are chokhmah, of the 32 paths, since 13 are chokhmah of the 32 paths, called the pure persimmon.
Meaning it is still restricted.
This is why the Messiah told him, your Torah is rising by 370 lights, and each light spreads into 613 flavors, rising and dipping in the rivers of the pure persimmon. Since 30 of the upper chokhmah are missing in the 400 of Ima, and there are only 370 in her. And in each 1,000, the top 400 are missing, those who are from the first chokhmah. In their stead, the 13 rivers of pure persimmon operate. Also, in each 1,000, there are only 613, because this is how all the secrets rise, high and blocked from the seminary of Rabbi Shimon. And the Creator seals the Torah from your seminary. The Messiah comes into all those seminaries and seals the Torah from the mouths of the sages, because he grows and crowns by the innovations of Torah of all the righteous. It is written that all the prophets made their prophecies only for the days of Messiah. But it is written of the future, neither has the eye seen a God besides you. This is so because then all the degrees that belong to the days of Messiah will be corrected, and all the secrets of Torah will be in the form of neither has the eye seen a God besides you. Then it is considered that the Creator seals the Torah. And since the Torah of those three heads of souls comes from after the days of the Messiah, as in neither has the eye seen a God besides you, the Messiah told him that the Creator is sealing the Torah from your seminary, from the seminary of Chizkiah, king of Judea, and from the seminary of Ahiah the Shilonite. This is because those three were rewarded with the secrets of Torah of neither has the eye seen a God besides you, and the Creator himself seals the Torah from their mouths. 59. And I came to seal the Torah from your seminary only because the winged one will come here. For I know that he will enter no other seminary but your seminary. When Rabbi Shimon told him of that oath that the winged one took, the Messiah was startled and raised his voice. The firmaments shuddered, the great sea shuddered, and the whale shuddered, and the world was about to flip over. In the meantime, he saw Rabbi Chiya at Rabbi Shimon's feet. He said, "Who admitted here a man dressed in a garment of that world?" Meaning in a body from this world. Rabbi Shimon said, "This is Rabbi Chiya, a light from the light of Torah. he told him, he and his sons will perish, meaning that they will be rid of this world and will be part of your seminary. Rabbi Shimon said, let time be given to him. He was given time. The Messiah told him, he has come to seal only so that the winged one would come to his seminary, for he wishes to know what he told him. And what he said, for I know that he will enter no other seminary but your seminary, is because he will not go to the seminaries of Chizkiah, king of Judea, or Ahiah the Shilonite. Then the Messiah was startled and raised his voice due to the disclosure of the end that Matatz disclosed, that at that time there will be terrible troubles for Israel, the firmaments will shudder, and so will the great sea, and the world will flip over, as we learn that the world exists for 6,000 years and one ruined. Thus, he raised his voice, for he wished to mitigate all those shocks.
That is the difference between the two seminaries.
He said, who admitted here a man dressed in a garment of that world? The Messiah was surprised about Rabbi Chiya, that he was dressed in the corporeal body of this world. Since once he has been rewarded with being here and was rewarded with the revelation of Matat and his oath, he has already corrected all the evil.
So how can he also be in a kli of this world also
and was rewarded with welcoming the Messiah? Thus, he has completed all his work in this world and had nothing more to do in this world. Hence, he should depart and enter the seminary of Rabbi Shimon in Gan Eden, in the Garden of Eden. Why should he still be in this world for no reason? But Rabbi Shimon said, let time be given to him. In other words, Rabbi Shimon proved to him that he should be given time anew, since he still needed to live in this world and engage in new corrections. And then he was given time, meaning that the Messiah and Rabbi Shimon notified him what he was yet to do in this world. 60. The Messiah departed there, shuddering with his eyes tearing. Rabbi Chiya was shaken and wept. He said, happy are the righteous in that world, and happy is Bar Yochai for having been rewarded with this. It is about him that it is written, to endow those who love me with wealth, that I may fill their treasures. Their treasuries. Since the Messiah came out of Rabbi Shimon's seminary with his eyes tearing for all the longing for the complete redemption, this is the reason why Rabbi Chiya was shaken too.
So he saw what great role a person has in this world, although his place is still in the most exalted state there is. Questions?
Anatoly from Belarus is asking, what is the place where we can bring contentment to the Creator? How to awaken myself the motivation for this?
Every movement, every correct movement can only be in the direction of connection, because by this we are correcting the shattering. And inside a kli that is drawn towards correction, there we can implement all the correct actions. Therefore, you can run away, do all kind of actions, this and that, to turn around. It will take you many years, but until you will come back to the same principle. Simple. Now we are in the global crisis. What is the global crisis? The lack of connection between everyone is revealed as the cause for all the troubles and sufferings that we have. It is revealed only to those who wish to see, for those who can see. We should explain what is that situation. And to demonstrate it on ourselves that only the connection is the cure, is the remedy. And there's nothing more with which we can correct the situation, not internally, not generally, or in any other way. You don't have an answer to all the troubles in the world except for connection. And the connection is that you, in a good way for each and every one, which is suitable for him, which is convenient for him, which is pleasant for him, you bring him to unity, not through blows or proofs or anything else. In what is good to him, as much as you can. Don't deprive him of his freedom of choice. Do it tenderly, do it softly, explain to him, and that's it. The solution is very clear. Its implementation is not so easy because this is against our nature. This is exactly what we do not want. Yes?
He's asking, how do we bring contentment in such a way to the Creator?
This is something we have to discover, that by this we are bringing contentment to the Creator. We're talking from our troubles. Why do they come to us and what we can do about it? And how we can avoid them. If we're talking about broad dissemination to the world, this is what you're saying. Guys, we have problems, yes. We have troubles, yes. The world deteriorates, yes. How can we stop it? How can we bring us back to a good state? It can only be done by the connection, because this is a global crisis between all of us. And this is what needs to be corrected. Fine, but between us, we are taking a different course, a different direction. There is a direction from us outworthy and from us inworthy. From us inworthy towards the center of the group, then we place the goal first. There the goal is to avoid problems. Our goal is to bring contentment to the Creator. So you're saying this. In what can I bring contentment to the Creator? And then you depict for yourself a situation where you're giving contentment to somebody. You understand? You can depict something like this, that you have such a tendency. So with such a tendency that you bring contentment to someone, try to understand that you can do it only from within the connection, only. Let's say you want to, for someone in particular, you want to bring him contentment, and it can be done only through a great group, big group. How do you warm up everyone? How do you manipulate everyone? It is very important for you to do something good for him. So try, give it a go. See what actions you have to do, which logistics you have here. See how you have to talk to them, how you have to arrange them, perhaps give them some gifts, perhaps to awaken them, to bring them the importance of that person or someone that you want to bring contentment to. This is how it works. Start working on it. But first, bring contentment to the Creator. The final act is in the preliminary thought, and then from that thought, start organizing your actions. Because other than the intention, this final intention that I want to reach, bringing contentment to Him, all the rest is the means for that. Then this whole means will be a blessed means. But if you don't determine that this is in order to bring contentment to the Creator to start with, those actions will spin you around until you will come to such a decision that has to be first, that thought has to be first. Yes, Morris.
Good morning, Rav, dear friends, the World Kli. I want to, first of all, with your permission, all those that are preparing the convention for us that has actually started already here and practically with actions, and those with the spiritual, intentional preparation. And with your permission, I'd like to ask two questions about the heads of seminaries in the article. Is it talking about a chap of ascent?
The heads of the seminaries are garof atzilut. These are people, meaning everyone were like busy, so I don't want there to be any confusions. These souls that were rewarded of correcting themselves up to the level of garof atzilut, they're called the heads of the seminaries. Or the heads of the seminaries are called those parts of the general system which takes care of them both.
And with your permission, another question from the article. Messiah says to Rabbi Chia, what are you doing in this world? And we learn that Kabbalists are in the two worlds. In both worlds, when they finish their individualistic correction, they work for the sake of others. So why was he not happy that he's finding him in the spiritual world alone?
Rabbi Shimon wasn't in this world while he wrote the book of the Zohar. It's not in bodies in this world, that is. Rabbi Chia, it was, for his degree, he had to be from the foundations of creation. I don't know how to express myself. There is a difference between a person is in which spiritual height to his role, what he has to do. For example, Baal HaSulam, he was in a certain spiritual height, but because he wanted to perform a role towards humanity, to write, to the study of the Ten Sefirot and the commentary of the Zohar, the commentary of the letter about the book of the Zohar. So he asked to be lowered down. So he was in a certain degree, a certain state, but still he was asking for a certain descent. I don't know what it means exactly. I don't want to interpret it, things that I don't know because I am not certain. Then who knows which degrees Baal HaSulam attained. But that is the difference between where a person is and his role. Like in our world, you can be a great, smart person, but you go working in a simple work because this is how you were directed to, and that's it. In spirituality, well, the problem in spirituality is that it is a closed system. And perhaps you have a small certain role, and by this you are causing a great, much greater phenomenon than in a great role that you have. Rabbi Chia, he was so great that everyone were listening to his voice there. He comes from this world, the lowest world, and he performs the greatest changes up there. So Rabbi Yechiya is a concept, it's a notion. We will be integrated with it, don't worry. And now let's move on to the next part of the lesson.
Thank you very much, Rav. And we'll move to the next part of the lesson.